The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Get up with Brian Gondy.
6:03 for a Monday morning.
I'd be happy with that.
What's that?
An NRL team playing on the Central Coast every week.
100%.
Oh, that'd be bliss.
Wouldn't it be great? So what did they get there? Over 20,000 to the game on Saturday.
That is massive.
That is huge.
It's a big crowd at Central Coast Stadium.
I tell you what, the traffic around, it was banked up. I tried to go somewhere Saturday afternoon and it was banked from West Gosford, the lights, right the way back through to Point Clare roundabout, right down to the peninsula just to get into the game. So
it was havoc.
Yeah.
I was asleep in my bed.
Some things are just more important, aren't they?
Yeah, when you've been getting up early all week. Priorities, you know.
Look, if you went to the game, I'm sure it was a good one, especially if you're a Sharkies fan. They smashed them, didn't they?
Yeah, didn't they? How good was that?
Yeah, they went really well. So
I saw your nephew Cooper was there.
He loved it.
He's a Sharkies fan?
Yeah, I guess.
He had the jersey on.
Yeah, I think he just buys it, just gets whatever team's playing on the day, picks one on the day.
I wish I was five again.
Yeah, I know. Just go for whoever.
That's good.
Gareth, his dad, said that wasn't all that interested in the game. He was, you know, struggling to keep his attention on the game. But as any five-year-old does, he just does his own thing.
Loves the Mariners too, Cooper, doesn't he?
Gets along and gets
involved. Big soccer fan.
But, yeah, I mean, a team on the coast or at least more games here at the stadium would be awesome.
It'd be good if they played half at Allianz and half here.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Maybe it's something they should look into, guys.
Yeah. Well, it's not too far to travel. I tell you what, though, big sport over the weekend. Jeff Horn, of course, yesterday, and Pacquiao. We went and watched the fight at the Sunken Monkey. That was good. We want to replay our chat with him, actually, before 6:30 this morning. It's interesting listening back to the chat with Horn.
Yeah, because we chatted to him, a few weeks ago?
Yeah, he was very sort of quietly confident, wasn't he?
He was. We
underestimated him because he was taking on Pacquiao. But if you listen back to the chat, he's very quietly sort of confident, feels like he can win.
Yeah, so. Like if you listen back, he like seems like he's like, I can get it done.
Yeah.
I know I can, which, I mean.
And he did.
He did, which we were all surprised.
As most of the world is by the sound of it, what we're reading today. We'll get to that before 6:30 this morning.
Get up with Brian Gondy.
CFM.
A lot of people would be heading off on holidays probably today or past the weekend.
School holidays.
Yeah, school holidays. So a lot of people on holidays at the moment, which there's been an article done or a study.
Love a study.
Which is, I don't know how I'm going to tackle this. A little bit of adult content this morning, but we're not going to get too, you know, into it. But I do like stats on these things where they surveyed a bunch of Aussies and they found out the top spots on holidays to have a session.
I thought, I knew where you were going with this.
You knew?
I had it ready.
I like how we're on the same wavelength. But to be honest, the top nine really kind of shocks me.
Okay.
There's a lot of strange ones.
Why just the top nine? Is there one in there that you're like,
No, there's only top nine.
Oh, what?
They only release top nine,
who
which is
weird.
Who
does a top nine?
I don't know.
10 is standard, guys.
You talk to Men's Health. They're the ones that have done the study.
Get them on the phone. I'll have a chat to them. Okay, top nine.
Top nine.
Yes.
So at number nine comes in nightclub, which, come on, guys.
Anyone in the room?
No.
Okay.
We're doing a poll. Let's do a poll in the room.
Well, let's
some
just
of
do
the
our
weirder
own.
Ones on here, though, it's like next to a lake or river. 22% of couples have admitted to that.
Next to a lake or river. Anyone in this room? Producer Rach, your microphone is on, my friend.
No.
You having a little giggle over there, Rach?
A bit red over there, Producer Rach. Okay.
Do you want to know what was number one?
You want to go straight to the big dog?
Why not?
Okay.
On the beach.
On the beach.
57%.
Done it.
Oh! Sandy.
Byron Bay.
Well, you asked. I didn't ask.
I thought you did. All right, guys, we're sharing.
I find it interesting that number eight was the hotel.
Right.
Maybe I'm just boring. I feel like I'm boring after looking at this list and I literally went, oh, well, that's a bit risque. Literally, there's a lot of water-based ones in this. There's like next to the lake or the river, the beach, a field that's got a dam.
I guess water kind of, you know, it sets a bit of a, relaxed.
This is an interesting one.
What's that one?
Picturesque landmarks. The Trevi Fountain.
The Big Banana.
You don't want to go to the big lobster or the big pineapple, to think of it.
It's not good for anyone.
No.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Had a friend come to me, Bree, and I want to get your advice on this. I need some lady advice on this one because she came to me and said...
Well, why are you asking me?
Why?
No, keep going.
You're a lady, aren't you?
Yeah.
She came to me and said, hey, she's... kind of newly back into the dating scene.
Okay.
And she's just started seeing this guy, and
ooh,
the guy has said up front, he's not here to mess around. He's looking for marriage.
How long have they been seeing each other?
Oh, very new, very fresh.
Like what, a month? 2 months.
Less. I'm talking
whoa!
In the first week or so. After pretty much, I think a mutual friend set him up and they went on like a sort of casual date to meet. And it came up then that he said, yeah, I'm looking
to make babies.
My next one, this is it.
I've got a few swimmers left. I'm looking to lay down some babies.
Yes.
How old is he?
I think he's a little bit older. I think he's pushing 40.
Okay, and how old's your friend?
She's 33.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I don't know about that.
It's a mutual friend. We both know her.
Oh.
And she's had a bit of...
Oh, I know who it is.
She's had a bit of a rough trot.
She had a rough trot as of late.
She was in a situation where she thought she was going to get proposed to for years, and then that didn't happen.
And she kind of pushed the envelope
and then she broke it off with that guy and ended up with another guy who she thought was the one,
and then he broke
up with her. So she's kind of said to me, I really like this take. I like that he's only out for marriage. So the next thing she knows, he's bought them tickets to go see Chris Rock, the Chris Rock show.
Gotcha.
And they've gone, I don't know if you've read any reviews on the Chris Rock show, but he did a lot of stuff about cheating on his wife, didn't he?
Great.
So they're at the show and Chris is talking about cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
Done the whole thing and it's sort of brought it up and they're driving home and he's a little bit quiet apparently, not saying too much. And I think it got him thinking about the whole marriage thing again. You know?
Has he been married?
No, he hasn't. I don't think he's been married. He's got a kid, though.
Oh, he's got a kid? Okay.
But I just think Chris Rock talking about it, interesting on a first date, when you go to Chris Rock and there's all this stuff about divorce and cheating and...
Kind of put it in his head that, hey, this is a big commitment.
Exactly. Hasn't heard from him since Chris Rock.
No.
A week ago.
What do you mean she hasn't heard from him?
Hasn't heard from the guy.
What a jerk.
I know.
That on the first date he's going to go say all this stuff and whatever.
Yes.
And then he just doesn't, what?
Yeah.
Oh,
so she wants to know what to do. Like, does she hang around for this guy because she's kind of into that stuff or does she go, see you later?
I think run straight away.
But he's got everything she wants.
Yeah, but she's not treating him right. He's not treating her right.
Yeah, he bought her tickets to Chris Rock. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and then didn't talk to her for a week.
Well, maybe he's still coming around to it. You know, it's a big...
If I was her...
Yeah.
See, this is where I run into trouble because I'm someone who... I'll just ask someone straight out.
Okay.
I'll be like, I think this... In relationships, girls need to do this more often. I just think she needs to message him and go, what's the deal?
What's the go?
Is it because this? And just ask him flat out, what's she got to lose?
Okay.
He's not talking to her anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, at least she would know.
That kind of stuff can scare guys off in a way, though.
Why I'm single.
Remind me not to ask you if I would not pass that on. I'll just
let
it go on unknown for weeks on weeks.
Oh, because that's so great as well.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Can we just do a quick mention?
Because
we went to Katy Perry World Famous Rooftop Presents on Friday, which was a great setting. Ended up being in the overseas passenger terminal at Circular Quay.
So the opera house is in the background. Yeah. There's cruise ships going past. Katy Perry's turning around and waving to people.
They're getting a free Katy Perry show, weren't they?
Incredible.
Which was awesome. And we didn't really plan our night out too well, did we? Because we went out afterwards.
Yeah.
And then we were thinking, it got close to getting pretty late, close to midnight. And we thought, how are we going to get home? Do we get on the train back to the Central Coast?
And by this stage, we'd had a few drinks because they were free. And we kind of looked at each other and went,
Let's order a limo. So Dave from Top End Limos.
Davey.
Didn't he save us?
Came through with the goods.
Top End limousine just picked us up and didn't we act real cool and calm when it...
Just like it happens all the time.
Just like it's nothing. You don't believe us, do you? Because we were, look at that limo guy. Hey, we gathered a crowd. We said, guys, like, come have a look at this.
You don't want to stand around. and they were all looking at us like, pack of idiots.
I kind of feel like we wasted the limo in a way, though.
Yeah, because we slept.
We slept the whole way back. It's like a mobile bed.
Literally.
Oh, but yeah, just want to give a shout out to Dave because he really came through with the goods last minute for us.
It is a good option.
Yeah.
If you're in Sydney, maybe a hen's night or something to bring you back to the coast. It is so good. You don't have to worry about it.
Just make sure people are around to see you getting it. That's
it's
all.
Worth it.
That's my tip.
He did have the trailer connected to the back of the limo because he just dropped people at the airport.
At the airport with the luggage.
Nah, he's a legend, that guy.
Yeah, big thanks to him. Hey, next on the show, more on the World Famous Rooftop Presents, because with Katy Perry, she's in the news today, a lot of people talking about how she was meant to be on The Voice live,
and
but she was spotted at the airport at the exact same time.
Photos were taken of it.
Yeah, at the Sydney airport. I just want to throw this out there, 13, 12, 16. Do you reckon we'll get anyone on this? Have you pulled a Perry? So have you said you were somewhere else?
Yes.
But really, you were somewhere else.
So what, did you tell someone?
Yes.
Probably work.
That's a good one. That's a good
one. I've done it. I got caught out too.
Where'd you go?
On ABC TV.
What?
Yeah. I got fired from that job too. That's no lie.
I want to get that story off you next. But if you've pulled a Perry, 13, 12, 16.
Pulled a Perry.
I can hook you up with tickets to a family pass to Taronga Zoo for the school holidays.
And when you go to the zoo, you can tell other people that you're somewhere else.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Katy Perry has just been dominating the country. Turn it up, it's your favourite song. Been absolutely everywhere. World Famous Rooftop presents on Friday night, which is a great show. You can see the video through our CFM page.
It was epic. Only one in the country she was doing.
And she was meant to be on The Voice live. But while the live performance was going down, she was spotted at the Sydney airport. On her
photographed.
Way out. Yeah.
It was evidence.
You really need to go incognito if you're going to go live on a TV show.
It's hard.
It is tough.
These days, isn't it? Everyone's got a camera phone.
Yeah.
Well, makes it very difficult.
And when you're a world-famous superstar as well.
Yeah.
It's even harder. What happened to you? Because we want to know if people who have pulled a Perry when you said you're going to be somewhere, but you're actually somewhere else.
Back in the day, I worked at this restaurant, which I hated the gig. It was horrible. So bad. And I had to work every weekend. They would never give me weekends off. And this one weekend, one of my mates was playing her debut in the W League, the soccer girls W League.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to go to the game and they'd put me on this Sunday shift. And I tried to get out of it. I said that, you know, she was playing and whatever. They weren't having it. They said, nah, you have to work. Anyway, on the morning, I did call in and said that I was sick because I was like, nah, I'm not going in. I can't stand it. Anyway, ended up going to the game. My boss called me whilst I was at the game, which is broadcast on ABC, and she goes, I actually went around the corner to take the call, and I was like, hello? She's like,
I'm in bed.
She's like, I just saw you on TV. You're not.
I love those ones, though.
And I got fully busted. I got fired for that.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, she just said, don't bother coming in.
Worth it.
100%. I hated the job, so I didn't care.
Dan's in Hamlin Terrace. Mate, have you pulled a Perry?
I did. I had a really bad week at work, and Friday afternoon I got home and I said to the wife, you know what, I've had this, let's go, we're going on a holiday. So I packed the family up, drove to Hervey Bay. Monday morning I rang up, I said, I'm feeling quite unwell. And I said, because I only used to work Monday, Wednesday, Friday for that company. And I said, I'll ring you back Wednesday to see how I'm feeling. So Wednesday I rang up and said, still sick. So we had a nice little holiday.
Nice, and didn't get busted.
No, didn't get busted.
Oh, well done.
Very well done. And I love those sick days where you're fully committed, like you're somewhere else, but you're going to call in sick on that day. My sister does that every now and then, actually.
Oh, don't dob her in.
Oh,
the poor thing.
Whoops.
Oh, this one's juicy. Michelle in Tookley. Michelle. What have you got? You pulled a Perry. What happened?
Well, I was in my young teenage years going out with a boyfriend for about 15 months. He was at home waiting for me, and I went out with the girls' night out, met up with someone else, actually went home and slept with him. 2 hours later, I went back to my boyfriend and got into bed with him.
Oh, Michelle. You floozy.
I know.
And what was the fallout, Michelle? Did he find out? Yeah.
He never did, no. It was a secret I'll take to my grave.
and share
with
us.
He's like, and I married him, and he's laying next to me.
Michelle, I didn't think I'd applaud a cheater, but we appreciate the story.
Not bad, yeah.
Simone's in Morissette. Simone, you're Porter Perry. Wrap this thing up for us.
Morning. So I was doing my undergraduate degree in business, and I hated accounting. I was absolutely terrible at it. I had tried to do, like, sit the exam 3 times, and they said, look, if you do not sit this exam, you will have to redo the entire course. Mind you, I only just managed to pass the assignment version of it. Everything else did great, accounting terrible. And the day came around, and I got really nervous, and I'm like, I can't do it. I can't go. So I didn't turn up, but it was at an external exam site. And so I pretended that the invigilator who, like, looks oversees my assignment must have lost the exam. So I ended up fighting the university for 6 months. I ended up getting an ungraded pass, which means I've passed the course. I think in the end they were just like, I just don't want to deal with her anymore. I just don't want to deal with her. And I did make a deal to the universe that I'd never run a company. So I put that out there.
Okay.
But I went to the beach. I had a great time. I even actually did go to a university bar afterwards.
And she's been screwing up people's tax returns ever since.
Fortunately, don't do anything to do with tax.
I do love
I went
it.
On to do my master's and the accounting course came up and I was like, I don't think I can pull this twice.
Oh, Simone, that I do is love brilliant.
Beach, bar and still passed. It's the ultimate pass.
Sounds like my whole uni career, actually.
And our whole career, actually.
Yeah.
So, family pass to Taronga Zoo. We're going to hook you up with that, Simone.
Oh,
enjoy.
You.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Thanks so much. That's awesome.
Too easy. You can visit the elephant calf at Taronga Zoo this school holidays.
There's a baby?
Yes.
Oh, can we go to that?
There's some spare passes I'm sure we could grab.
Swiping them.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Hello, Bree and Gaunzi's Sicky Hotline.
Well, let's get down to business. Need a day off here. You're making the call this morning.
All right.
I picked a little place called the Malt House in Queensland.
Okay.
I know you're from Queensland, so I try to help you out
the
there.
I know the place.
I'm also coming up with the excuse for you. And
great.
The excuse is...
God, you gave me an absolute ripper last time.
Your stepbrother's been hitting on you.
Oh.
It's awkward at home and you need to move out ASAP.
What, I have to say this to some manager of mine?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's an awkward time.
He's been hitting on you hardcore.
What, like walking in on me and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, he's super keen. I'm sure that happens from time to time,
does
you know,
it?
When you move in with someone. Anyway, good luck with
not
it.
Your stepbrother. Jeez, thanks a lot.
You have this call for them to say you can have the day off. No turning back. It needs to be done within this call.
Jeez, this is going to be awkward.
Good luck. I'm punching in the number.
Okay.
Amanda speaking.
Amanda, hey girl, how are you?
Good, thanks.
That's good. What have you been up to?
Not much.
Fair enough. Hey, Amanda, who's doing the rosters? I need to get out of my shift next week.
Probably Josh.
Cool. Is he around?
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, I'll put him on for you.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks.
Good afternoon, you're speaking with Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, thank you. How can I help?
I just need to get out of my shift next week.
Okay, which one?
I think I was doing the floor next week.
The floor?
I can't remember which day, though. Can you have a... sorry to be annoying. Have you got the roster there?
Yeah, I do.
Can you just have a quick look for me?
Sure.
That would be amazing.
Next week, is it?
Yeah.
What date? How am I speaking with?
You joking?
Amber, Amanda, Alicia, no. Amanda, Brittany, me, Linda, Yaya, no.
I'm not on.
No.
When is my next shift?
Don't know. I'll resend the roster to everyone.
You'll resend them?
Yeah, I'll resend it.
Okay, well, I swear I had a shift that was coming up that I needed, because I looked at it and I thought, geez, I need to call him and let him know.
That you need to have the night off?
Yeah, it's really awkward, but you know how I'm living with my stepbrother.
Right.
Well, I need to move out and I need to do it like ASAP. He's been hitting on me. It's really creepy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so awkward. You know him, don't you?
What's his name?
Chris.
Chris.
Humphreys.
Humphreys.
Hey, well, he said he went. You guys went to school together, but I don't know about that. Do you remember him?
I grew up in New Zealand.
Oh, well, it mustn't have been you then. It must have been someone else at work he was talking about.
Yeah, that name rings a bell, though.
Yeah, I don't believe anything he says. To be honest, he's such a creep.
Oh yeah, was it?
He walks in on me when I'm in the shower and stuff. Like I just need to get out of there.
Oh, you're kidding? I need to get out of there.
So I'm definitely not working this weekend.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, not that I know of.
All right. Well, I guess there's
I'll resend it anyway.
Okay, perfect. But no drama then. I get the day off then, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Perfect.
Right, eh?
Easy.
Okay.
Awesome. You're a legend.
You too.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. All right, bye.
He barely even asked who you were.
He didn't ask who I was. I think he felt so bad. And I love how he got out of it by saying, I'll just resend the rosters.
I'll send them to everyone. I would like to make an on-air apology right now to anyone by the name of Chris Humphreys.
Kim Kardashian's ex-husband.
You massive creep.
Stop, you creep.
Stop hitting on your sister.
Exactly. Stop hitting on me.
Another point to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Big fight yesterday.
Jeff Horn.
It was good, wasn't
it? Took on Manny Pacquiao.
It was a massive,
massive deal in Australian boxing.
Got your money's worth if you watched the 12 rounds yesterday. They weren't tiptoeing around. They were going at it.
Yeah, they really were. Bigger event for Brisbane, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it was packed out at Suncorp.
Yeah, I mean, if I was there, definitely would have gone. For sure. Stood and paid $60 for it on Foxtel, so I skipped that. But
a few more people got in trouble for streaming it.
Of course they did. How do you police that?
It's
pretty tough, isn't it?
It's hard. It's difficult.
We went down to the Sunken Monkey and watched it. Good spot for the fight. And they reckon there's going to be, in Pacquiao's contract, it said if he lost, there'd be a round two.
A rematch.
So he said he's going to come back and do that. And Jeff Horn has challenged Mayweather as well at the end of the fight.
Yeah, he did. He challenged him straight after the fight.
Pulled out some boxing gloves and a walking stick and said, which one do you want, Mayweather? And Mayweather said, Jeff, who? Never heard of you, mate.
Because I've got Conor McGregor first, mate.
Let me get through that.
We'll deal with that guy and then I'll come at you.
We wanted to replay our chat with Jeff Horn because this guy, school teacher in Brisbane, bullied at school, which led him to boxing in
the end. Super interesting story. Yeah. And he seems like a really kind of, you know, down-to-earth bloke.
We're working on getting him on the show this week, but of course, you know, busy at the moment after winning the fight of his life.
Super busy. So this was a couple of weeks ago going into the fight.
Heading into the fight. And just interesting to hear how kind of confident he was, having never fought someone of Pacquiao's stature. But interesting to play this for you. Jeff Horn here at CFM. And he joins us right now. Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Morning, Brian Gaundy.
Mate, thanks for giving up your time to chat to us this morning. Massive fight in your career, no doubt about that. Pacquiao, one of the biggest names ever,
would you say, in your career, Jeff?
Oh, definitely by far the biggest fight I've had in my career so far.
Because your record's great, mate. What are you, 17 wins, one draw? You get to lose a bout.
Yeah, that's right. I guess that's why I've been given an opportunity like this. My record's pretty good, and I've fought some pretty good guys in the past, and I'm undefeated.
Jeff, how did this all come about? How did you get this opportunity to fight Pacquiao, which is one of the best well-known fighters in the world today?
Well, we weren't even looking for Pacquiao, to be honest. We didn't think he'd want to try and fight me, so I wasn't chasing him. I was just trying to get to number one mandatory position for a world title shot. But he ended up being interested, and they sent me over a deal, and I said yes straight away to it.
And so when you got that phone call, were you kind of expecting it at some point, or were you kind of thinking, Pacquiao, come on, guys.
Stop punking me.
Come on, yeah, Pacquiao. Yeah.
Pretty much. I was exactly like that. I was like, no way. I could not believe the conversation I was really having.
Well, mate, you work hard to get to that point, so you deserve all you get. Now, I have read that Pacquiao's getting paid a nice little number, isn't he, Pacquiao, to fight in Australia. Do you know the numbers? Have you worked that out yet?
I think he's getting between $5 and $10
million dollars.
Yeah, I think
so. Wow, and you'd be getting, it'd be equal, right? You'd be getting about that.
I wish.
Oh, come on, where's equality?
Come on.
We need equality in boxing right now.
I can't expect to get paid the same as him. He's a multiple world champion, and he's the name of the fight, that's for sure.
Yeah, but Jeff, you turn around and go, Pacquiao, you came to me, bro. I was just chilling here in Australia.
I wasn't even looking to fight you.
After I beat him, I'll be expecting bigger bucks.
Yeah, there we
go. That's a good deal, Jeff. Hey, Pacquiao's got like nearly 10 years on you. Do you think that's going to help you in the fight?
I think so. I reckon your prime in boxing is around the age of 30, and that's where I am right now. I'm 29, and he's 38, I think he is.
Yeah, 38.
He's well past it.
I'm backing you in, Jeff.
Are you confident, Jeff?
I'm confident. You have to be in this game. If you're not before you get in there, you've lost already.
But when you're standing in the ring and you're standing across from a legend, is that going to throw you at all? I mean, I imagine if I played basketball and I got in the ring with Magic Johnson or Jordan, I'd be a bit sort of put off a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that'd be the least of your problems, Gordy. That'd be the least of your worries.
Go for it, Jeff.
Yeah, but would you want to impress them as well? That's how I look at it. If versing a legend like that, I want to get in there and show them how good I am.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this thing go down, matey.
We're excited, Jeff. This is a big time for Australian boxing.
Huge. And you're at the forefront of it, mate. So this is...
No pressure.
No, exactly. Hey, just quickly before we let you go, because I did hear you talk on radio just the other day about how you got into boxing, and it's great for anyone that is listening right now. You got into boxing off the back of being bullied at school. Is that right?
That's right. Got into a few little scraps at school where I came off second best, and I just wasn't really happy about how it all ended, and I wanted to learn how to protect myself and went to the boxing gym to do that.
Turns out you did a bit more than learning how to protect yourself.
Yeah, they saw some talent in there. Well, it's good that you've turned it into a positive, mate. All the best.
Go the Aussies.
Thanks, guys.
We'd love to chat to you after the fight too, if that's cool, if we can lock that in on air right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Done. We always like to get that on air, Jeff.
Binding contract.
Thanks, mate. So we have that on record. So lock that in. He'll be chatting to us this week.
Hopefully, yeah, we can get him on the show post-fight.
We looked up Pacquiao to see if we could get him on the show.
He's got a fee.
How much is the fee, producer Ray, to have Pacquiao on the show?
It depends. They won't give it to you because it depends on the
context.
Type of context or type of interview or whatever.
He lost. He can do it cheap.
What if we get him in?
Yeah.
And he takes on Gawndy. How much is that going to cost? Because I'm willing to pay big bucks.
I'd do it for a mil. Minimum.
Get up with Bree and Gawndy.
CFM.